Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All I said was literally, you don't look like a person that can punch.
That can punch. Wow. It gets worse. let's actually talk about that. Like, I can give you a pretty clear example.
Yeah.
That's going on right now. Mm-hmm. Leonardo the fucking Caprio. He's a prime example.
He's a
prime example of older men always they're always gonna go for younger women. The guy has not dated anybody less like younger than 25 since he was like 19, right? And now he's like 40.
So he was 25, yeah.
Exactly. He kept on growing.
He kept on growing.
But the age of his girls...
It never changed.
And now he's dating a fucking 19-year-old.
But that's why he's changing. That's illegal. That's not.
It's not, though. That's why you can
do it. That sounds illegal as hell.
Yeah, it sounds like something that should be illegal, but it's not. But it just goes to show, like, men are always going to choose the...
Not always, he's just like...
Most of the time, bro.
Because, like...
If it's a man that can... Right? If it's a man that has like status, money, and everything, most times than not, they're going to go for the younger things.
The woman would go for a richer man.
Older men.
No, but the woman would always want to leave you for a richer man.
That also goes into the reason why like younger girls want to date older men as well.
Exactly.
Because when you're older, you also tend to be richer. So they tend to go for those men.
Yeah. You guys choose us because we're pretty. Women, we're the prettiest.
Young, yeah.
And we guys choose y'all when you're the richest.
When we're the richest, yeah.
There you go.
That's exactly what it's like. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if it is a man that can, right, when he's rich and everything and older, and he can date younger people, the chances are
not everyone does that though, because it's actually disgusting.
If they're not pussy whipped, yeah.
It's actually disgusting that he's dating a 19-year-old. You have nothing to talk about.
It's legal.
Just because he's not fucking them. He's dating them.
He's
making them to girlfriends and boyfriends.
Yeah.
Like he's claiming them.
Yeah.
That means you guys have to sit and talk.
I mean, look, this is what I'm gonna say about that. It's legal. It's not okay to do it, but it's legal. But then again, I feel like he doesn't deserve to be called like a pedophile. I feel like that's pushing the line.
He's not a pedophile.
No, I saw that on Twitter. I've been seeing that going around. Like, they're calling him a straight up pedophile.
I wouldn't say it's pedophile. Like, you can still make it's a choice. Just very fucking weird. And it's very gross to still grow up and be old and be like, oh yeah, I still want to date a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
That's fucking gross.
I mean, if he can, then why not?
You guys have nothing in common. You're just going based off of looks, and that's only it.
And she knows that. That's what I'm saying. Like, she knows that, like, it's Leonardo the fucking Caprio. The guy is old enough to be your fucking almost grand uncle.
But
you know,
he didn't even
like
have
that.
Body like that. Like, I'm so confused.
Now he's old. He's an old man now. He's like about to turn 50. Okay.
When he was young, he was a baddie.
Shit, even I had a crush.
He was a bad bitch.
What the fuck is he talking about?
He was a bad bitch when he was younger. But now he don't look good, man.
No, he didn't
the
age
guy
well.
I dated looked better than him.
Yeah, he didn't age well.
He did not age well.
You know who else didn't age well? The guy from Tarzan. He recently, the comedy guy? No, he does.
He does comedy.
I think
too.
It's the same guy that was in The Mummy. Have you seen that movie?
He has a funny looking face. I never found him attractive.
Oh, you thought so?
People were supposed to find him attractive. He looks funny. I swear to God, he looks so funny.
I don't think you've seen him in the role of the mummy. I don't think you've seen him in that role. But when he made that movie, he was like a sex icon. For real.
Ridiculous. No way.
Or did I think that he was a sex icon? was it something of my imagination? Like, I just thought, like, obviously girls are gonna think that he's attractive.
That must be it, because he was goofy. He had a goofy ass face. Ain't no way nobody found him attractive.
But he was hot, like, physically he was hot. He had abs, man. Otherwise, how the fuck do you think he would have played a fucking Tarzan? Google this movie as well, The Whale, right? Just Google The Whale. So if you think like Leonardo DiCaprio fell off.
Oh, yeah. No,
this
but
guy
this
fell off.
But he gained weight just to. No, he didn't.
Even before this.
No, he gained weight.
He might have gained like.
This is not even his weight. This is literally like, what is it called? It's makeup.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I agree. But like, even in real life, I wouldn't say he's.
What's
far
his
from
name?
That.
Do you know his name? Oh.
No idea.
No way, this is him?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. That's the guy.
Oh, he fell off.
Yeah. Obviously,
is he,
a great
is he also
actor
dating
still.
Like 25-year-olds?
No, I don't think so. I think he has a wife.
Exactly. Because you can't date 25-year-olds when you look like that. That's
I mean,
impossible.
Of course you can. What have we not seen from? We've seen it all.
But not Leonardo DiCaprio girls. When you this
yes
you even, cannot
even
impossible.
Leonardo DiCaprio girls fam
no
like even the,
no,
even though
he dates models.
I know he dates models, but I'm saying, right, if that guy wanted to okay, with his status, his fame, his money and everything, he could definitely pull off Leonardo DiCaprio type
girls. No
100%.
Way impossible. Nope.
If I had no legs, okay,
they're models. They have to put like a good impression of themselves outside too. Like if you're 25 and if Leonardo DiCaprio is literally 99, it doesn't matter, it's Leonardo DiCaprio.
I don't think you realize how far the power of money and fame and power goes. I don't think you realize.
But now what model I, pretty
what,
girls
what I'm telling you is, yeah, if I had no legs, okay, if I had no toes or whatever, okay, and I had that status, that money, that fame, I look at me, okay, me, okay, I could get Leonardo DiCaprio girls 100%.
Impossible.
What you mean impossible? That's we've seen, okay, fucking 85-year-olds, okay, we've seen like sugar daddies, like, oh,
you know they're actually models, right?
I know they're actually models. Okay, in this case, yeah, I get the point that you're trying to make, because the models have a face that they gotta protect, right?
Yes.
But I'm saying they could date girls that are not necessarily actual models in real life, but they could date girls just as good looking, or if not even more good looking than the model girls that Leonardo DiCaprio.
If they're very, very poor, yeah.
You're going off of him, okay? You're going off of you or your background, where you come from. But I'm saying you're projecting. That's exactly what you're doing right now. Just because you wouldn't do it doesn't mean there's not other millions of girls out there that wouldn't do it.
If they're really broke in struggling
areas, yeah.
Not
even if they're really broke. Fam, not even that.
No, otherwise it's impossible. It's literally impossible,
for you,
bro.
That's the point. You're
but
projecting
you
for you.
But you didn't see him.
You wouldn't understand.
You said if I didn't have any leg.
Money, power, fame. That shit goes ways.
Having the same... you remember when you said like, oh, if I had a six pack, when you didn't have a six pack, you said like, once you get a six pack, you thought all the girls were going to be around you.
Yeah.
Like throwing themselves at you. Yeah. That's what this is too.
Oh, so
you
think...
get the money and then you're like, oh, I can't be however I want to be. And then models are going to come up to me because they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not. You can get regular.
If my bank account is like full. And not just that, and people know about it. It's like a status game. And they see me hanging out with like important people doing important stuff. Trust me. But you don't think Donald Trump has like models throwing themselves at him?
Impossible.
You don't think that's happening just for, even if they don't love him, yeah? But just for like the views, you don't think they might have the incentive to do that? I definitely think there's 100 models in Donald Trump's fucking DMs on Twitter trying to get at him.
I think that's impossible.
I think that 100%, that 100% is a possibility. 100%. He's Donald Trump, fam. Even though he looks orange or whatever. He looks orange. That guy talks shit on live
TV.
Don't
come to Donnie like this, okay? Don't abuse Donnie like this.
Anything is possible. Have you been in a situation where it's like you've been approached by a high-class guy, right? Or a high-value man, right? Have you been in a situation like that before?
Yes.
Where it's like all the other girls are going at him. Have you been in a situation like that?
Yeah.
Didn't you have like any tingle in you to like just be curious about him or want to talk to him or anything like that.
But they're always my age.
They're what?
They were always my age.
They were always
around
age.
My age.
Okay. So you didn't have like any sense that you might want to be with that person?
Because of their status and money?
Not because of their status. That does make them more attractive.
Yeah, of course.
But wouldn't you think that it's a real possibility? Like if they came and talked to you, you would try to make it work. Or at least you would give them a chance.
Not if they're 60 something. That's literally what the conversation is. No.
None. Even that, I doubt it.
60-year-olds!
Even that, I doubt it.
No, you got me all the way fucked up.
Okay.
You got me all the way fucked up.
Leonardo DiCaprio, let's put it in context. He came up to you. That's Leonardo DiCaprio. That's literally the whole point.
Yes. I said they cannot, nobody else can get Leonardo DiCaprio girls. Nobody else can do that.
I mean, Donald Trump did.
No, she's like 40-something. And he was like 30 something.
When he was younger, fam.
Like, he was like 40. He's known. And she was like 30.
But he's known for being with models, model type girls. They might not be as young, like 25 minutes, yeah. But he gets model girls.
But that was before. He got a wife
now. He's president, so obviously he can't do
that. No, but like everybody started hating him. No, Donald Trump was literally the king of New York.
Mm-hmm.
Because of whatever bankings and shit he used to do. He was the king of New York. Obviously, he was going to do shit. But nobody hated him then. Everybody started hating him when he's trying to be Donald motherfucking Trump that we know today.
Yeah.
That's why people hated him. Now he cannot pull down.
Oh, yeah, he can.
No, he can't.
Now he wouldn't Impossible. Because he got a wife and he's in the public
eye. I'm saying even if he got free, bro.
You don't know nothing. I 100% think he could. See, I don't even know why we're comparing the type of girls Donald Trump would get. And the type of girls that Leonardo DiCaprio would get. I don't even know how the conversation got over here, but I'm saying this guy on my left side, Donald Trump, he's a fucking billionaire. The only reason why
He's not a billionaire.
Google it. The only reason why he wouldn't go for girls like that is because now he's in the public eye and he's got a wife. That's the only reason why he wouldn't.
No, even but if he was, bro.
If he was single... Mm. And he's still Donald Trump, trust me. If he wanted to get a Leonardo DiCaprio type of girl, he would, bro.
Oh, shit. That nigga billionaire.
He billionaire, bro.
$3 billion. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn, okay.
He a billionaire. He rich. That's one of the reasons why he became
president. What was I even thinking? Of course he was rich. He was New York's king. Whatever. Yeah. Let's get right into this episode, bro.
This is the episode.
I don't know how we got into that conversation without even like introducing ourselves.
Yeah.
So what's up, you guys? Welcome back to Friends Are Benefits podcast, episode 23. I'm here with OT.
Yeah.
Omarito.
That's right.
Mamacito.
The G.
Yeah, so what are we on about today?
Not much, man. What are we on about? You good?
I have some wings sitting right here, and I want to munch on it so bad right now. No, it's not in the camera, but I want to munch on it so bad, but we already started this episode.
Right, keep your hands to yourself. Let's get into the episode.
I don't want you guys to hear this.
By the way, the whole room is smelling like Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
I walked into the place, and I just knew somebody was eating chicken up in here. And plus, I saw you. You literally came outside when you were opening the door. You came outside with the chicken bones in your hands. Yeah. That's how I knew, yeah. This girl is African, if I didn't know that before.
What? Because I was eating chicken?
It's not that you were eating chicken. Yeah, you had the bones.
Yeah, right? You had the bones
in your mouth like that. Like, you somehow dissected the bones and you were taking the little fresh from the middle. That's how I call you.
What?
That's how I caught you. Okay.
That is how you caught
me.
That's exactly how
I caught you. So I was shocked. I was not even shocked when I walked into the room and it was smelling chicken. Cause like,
yeah, I was eating chicken and I'm still very hungry. But let me do this episode without you guys hearing me.
Please
munch on some shit.
Without me punching you.
Munching on some shit.
Now without me punching you, if you started eating chicken while we're filming.
That's disrespect.
That is disrespect. We're trying to film a goddamn podcast. The fact that you're even thinking about eating a chicken right now is disrespectful.
The thought is disrespectful. I'm hungry. What am I supposed to do? Damn.
Yeah.
Calm down, bro.
I took that far. I took that left.
Mad about some chicken.
Yeah, but let's forget about the chicken for now, okay? We'll get back to it soon.
Let's do that.
Yeah, fam. Have you been seeing like this couple?
Which couple?
All over social media. Blueface and his girl.
Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. I've been waiting to talk about this. I needed to talk to someone about this.
Pretty good.
What is going on?
I have no idea.
She loves that man.
She loves that man.
She loves him to 100%.
Death. 100%.
How can you love a man that much? It's impossible.
That's the same guy that had like 1,000 body counts in a year.
Oh, it was him? Oh, yeah, Blueface. Yeah, that was him.
That was him. I just want to say something. If there was a crack couple of the year award,
I saw. Oh my god!
If there
yes.
was an award like that,
yes.
If they don't win, it's blasphemy.
If they don't win, it's a scam. The whole thing is a biggest scam
of the nation.
Yes,
of forever.
Why are they like that?
I have no idea, bro.
I heard like she fight girls.
Yeah, I saw that on my page, bro.
You saw her fighting
the bitch. I swear to God, the girl came to her like, I don't know if it was like a woman to woman conversation.
Yeah,
it's not even something that she was trying to provoke. She was not even trying to provoke her.
Yeah,
and then the girl just swung up. She just swung up on her.
Oh, she was just talking to her. And she was just talking swinging? To her.
Imagine you're being confident with somebody and you're talking to them like trying to give them advice.
Yeah,
and then they just start swinging at you. That's how hood she is. She didn't even get the context. She didn't even get the context.
She didn't care about the context.
Just went right to her fist.
Why is she like that?
I have no idea.
She's everywhere on my Instagram.
Yeah, same.
She's every day something. It's every day something, and it's so embarrassing to me. Because he don't act the same way. Even he be dissing her like when they're filming.
Yeah.
But now he said like they broke up.
No, they're still together.
No, they
I just saw the stream that they did.
Wait, you follow them?
No, it just comes on my page. You know, I be following pages like The Shade Room and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they're always on there because they're always on some dumb shit. And just like you're saying, like him disrespecting her all the time, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you see the rap video when he was rapping?
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
his bars was like, I'm faithful, but I still cheat, though.
Yeah.
And she was sitting right behind him, on the couch.
She was eyeing him. She was like trying to bullet kill him with her eyes.
He must have felt that.
He did feel it in the back of his head.
The moment he said it, everybody paused. Like,
yeah. He said, and then, when they started looking at her.
And they looked at her and she was like, no, okay. Nah, that was embarrassing.
He said crazy shit. He was also like, oh yeah, in the same interview, rap, yeah, whatever they were going on stream, over there. Yeah. One of the guys also asked him, like, he asked him, do you feel like you're in jail? And then he was like, yeah, but, and she's right there.
Holy shit, she was white ear.
And he was like, yeah, I do feel like we're in prison, you know what I mean, ha 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 ha. And he's playing with this dude, and then she was like looking at him, she was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
He was like, we locked up, aren't we?
Yeah,
like really, I'm trying to make a cue. It's disgusting, the fact that he doesn't like even, he embarrasses the hell out of
they're
her.
They're both embarrassing.
She's so embarrassing.
Yeah,
they're both very embarrassing, but the most embarrassing part is like he doesn't even, the feelings are not reciprocated. And no. I don't know why you're acting the way you do when the feelings are not reciprocated. She loves that man.
She would die for him.
She would die for him. Take a bullet.
I think he would do the same for her.
No, he wouldn't. I swear to God, he wouldn't.
I want to think that he would do the same for her, but not because he feels like he wants to. But because he feels like if he doesn't do it, she's gonna punch him. She's gonna shoot him. Because right now it feels like their relationship is a hostage situation.
Oh my God.
That's what it feels like. It feels like he's being held hostage in that relationship. But in a very realistic, true way, they're perfect for each other. That's the only thing.
Why would you say that?
They are from hood meets ratchet.
Combined,
you get hood ratchet. They're like perfect for each other. I don't think I've seen a more perfect relationship than them. That's the only positive. They chose the right person.
That's definitely a hood ratchet relationship. That's definitely the word for it.
They got a whole ass reality TV show. And I'm just thinking like, why? Why would somebody put these two on TV? Why would they think that that's a good idea? Because you're making people feel dumb by just watching that. I'm dead ass. Just watching them, you lose brain cells.
No, she she was pregnant too. She just got pregnant. And he was like, that's not my kid.
Yeah,
he literally said, that's not my kid. Exactly. She was messing around with a lot of men, la, la, la. I'm like, how does she love you that much and want to go around, mess around with other men? Guys. That doesn't make no sense to me.
That wouldn't add up. And Twitter.
That doesn't make no sense to me.
Not at all. Twitter was coming for the baby.
For the baby?
Yes.
She's like, what, motherfucker?
Before that shit, like when it just came out.
Yeah.
It was actually trending on Twitter. Oh. And everybody was feeling sorry for the baby immediately.
Fact. Oh my God, I didn't even think about the baby. Yeah.
And they were like putting on like gifts, right? Showing like what the baby might look like. Or like how off the baby is going to be, basically. Because imagine those two as your parents, right? I think that kid
that's a scary
needs
situation.
To be taken by the child services as soon as she pops out.
Immediately.
Or they need to be checking in often. The child service, they need to be checking in often to make sure that kid is okay.
That's actually so true.
For real.
That's so true.
No, that's
wild. Didn't even think about the child. I didn't even get there.
Yeah.
But now they sound like they were broken up though.
No. From what I've seen like recently, I think they're still pretty much together.
Because when he was like saying like, she was sleeping with other men, it's not even my kid, la, 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 la. We have broken up. Like he was talking all that smack.
I mean, do you think she would leave him for that? Even if they did, trust me, some way, somehow, they're still going to get together. Those two are perfectly made for each other. It
Speaking
works.
Speaking crazy. How can you love them. A man that much? Don't make no sense.
How can you dislike somebody that much and still be in a public relationship with them?
Oh, you mean him?
Him, yeah.
Facts. Because you could see it in his face. He hasn't said anything, but you could, like...
No, that's what I'm telling you. It feels like he's afraid of her. Like... I could fully be convinced here that he tried to break up with her at some point and then she punched him in the face and be like, if you leave me, I'm going to kill you. And then he stayed in that relationship. I wouldn't be surprised if that came out as a story at some point. Because he feels like, I told you before, it feels like a hostage in that relationship. Because how can you be so publicly not in love with somebody and the whole world can see it and still
Everybody
be in a relationship?
Everybody can see it.
Or are we the only two that see it? Or do other people see the same shit as well?
I don't think other people think that. I don't know. Because I directly when I see them together, it's just like, he's like,
Yeah.
And then she's like always popping, like, and it's my boo, I love him. Oh, it's every day same thing.
Kinda
you
like
don't have
me.
One bad day with him. You don't have one day you want to like kill him or something. Like that's weird. That's not love. That's an obsession she has.
Yeah, there's no reciprocation whatsoever.
It's gross. It's very gross to see.
That's kind of like me 8 months into my into a relationship.
Oh my God! Facts. Facts. It's like when you're like trying to break up with that person at that point.
Yeah.
That's how gross you are.
And everything they do or say just like.
Pisses you off.
Yeah. Like you're tired of their personality, who they are.
Tired of them. That's
you're
a whole.
Tired of them in general. That's kind of like the ick.
Yeah, that's how
impression
showing.
That you give him. That's what he shows.
Ugh.
Maybe he's at that stage. Maybe he's at that ick stage where he just wants to drop her off. Maybe that's where he's at.
I need to check if they're still together because I definitely felt like they were breaking up.
They got back together, bro.
They definitely got back together because I definitely saw that.
I saw them yesterday.
Yeah, I saw the video. Yeah, it was like yesterday.
I saw it yesterday. I've been seeing it the whole week. Every day they're on some bullshit.
Yeah, then okay.
They're definitely, bro. These two are not going to break up. They have a crack relationship. They're going to break up, go come back, make up, break up, go come back, make up.
Crack relationship.
Hashtag crack relationship for real. I'm trying to have a relationship like that as well. I'm not gonna lie.
Are you serious?
Toxic one. Like
there's
super
no way you look at that and you're like, oh, I want to be one of them. That's impossible.
Bro, just for the drama, bro. Just for the experience. I want to experience fun again.
What would you do? You know what? Question.
Yeah.
What would you do if a girl was that obsessed with you? If your girl. Was that obsessed with
if
you?
If my girl was that obsessed with
if
me?
If your girl was, like, loving you that much, what you gonna do?
Fam, if you don't miss me, you better fucking miss me.
that's a different level.
I would milk it. I would milk it. I would definitely milk it for sure.
Oh my God.
I might leave at some point, yeah? I might leave at some point, like, oh shit.
This shit fucking came off.
Pause.
Oh my God. Oh, thank God. Jesus Christ.
That would have been a mess.
You would have what? You would have done
shit. I would have punched you, bro. In your face. Forgot
you. You ain't punching nobody.
Don't test me.
I can't even see you punching someone. That's fucking crazy.
Wow. Wow, is that how weak you see me? Wow, you have no respect for me. You don't respect me as a man.
What are you talking about?
You actually don't respect me as a man.
Because I can see you punching someone.
That's what I'm saying. You don't respect me as a man.
I didn't know that was something hurtful.
Wow.
What are you talking about? I just don't see you.
You don't see me punching somebody, so you don't think I have like an aggressive side? Oh, you think I'm lame. Oh, she thinks I'm lame.
Is that like a passive aggressive thing to say, like to your man, to upset him?
No, that's like putting your man down type.
Yeah,
of shit.
Yeah, exactly. It's like passive aggressive.
It's not like, aggressive. It's like passive.
Passive.
You're just
bitchy.
Trying to piss me off. Because you have no business saying that. Like,
it's a good thing.
It's not a good thing.
It's literally a good thing.
No, because that means like you don't think I have it in me. Like even if I was in a situation where I had to, you don't think I have it in me to actually lay down.
Lay down?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Because if you're like, I don't see you punching somebody, yeah? It's like you don't see me getting so mad about anything that I would actually lay hands on somebody.
That's true though.
So you think anything would slide? So you think a nigga can disrespect me on the street and I would just let it slide?
I think you would act like in a different way, but I don't think like you would punch them.
Wow. So if I was at the bar right now.
What would you punch someone?
If I was at the club and somebody just like pushed me, right?
There's no way you're going to throw a punch.
And then said your mom was a hoe or something like that. Right? In the middle of the club. I don't know this guy. He pushed me and then he said your mom a hoe. You don't think I would punch that nigga?
No, I don't think you'd punch.
Nah, see, you're actually taking the piss now.
That to be offended about, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, it does make a lot of sense.
Why?
You don't see how that could be offensive?
I have no idea how that could be offensive.
That means that you don't think like I could protect my woman. No, but if
see,
I can't punch,
this is
like,
a perfect
what am I,
thing to say. Like what?
No, it's not. If I can't punch,
yeah.
Would you get together with a man who you didn't think was like aggressive at all, who wouldn't punch if he had to punch? Would you feel safe? Would you feel safe? Yeah, like if somebody called his mom a hoe.
That's not what I said. I can't imagine you punching.
Okay, and my question to you is,
yeah,
do you see yourself being together with a man who can't punch if he had to punch?
I mean, you have to be able to punch, but no, it's okay me if I don't see him like a punching person.
Yes, but would you?
Yeah.
Date him?
Yes.
If you don't think that he would punch somebody if that person disrespected you in public?
I wouldn't want somebody to get punched just because of that. To throw a punch just because of that.
Okay. No, I don't. I'm talking like somebody disrespects you in public.
Like
grab,
what? What
like
did
grabs
he say?
Your ass or something like that. And then he wouldn't want him to punch that nigga? Like you wouldn't want him to like stand up and fight for you. You're just talking shit.
I don't think I would want him to punch that person.
Just like a quick ta. It's like, doesn't have to be like an aggressive punch. Just like put him in his place. Okay, see, that's the thing. We're projecting again, okay? That's what, that's you, okay? Yeah. But I'm saying majority of women out there would want to
punch
that their
man punch a person. I don't know. That sounds very aggressive.
That aggressiveness is sexy in a way. People find that
I guess
attractive.
So.
It is sexy.
Yeah. But I don't know, man. Like an everyday punching person. I don't think that's something you should be offended about. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I am definitely offended about that. I don't want to be considered. I don't even want to be considered like an everyday punching person. I don't want to be considered aggressive. But I just want to be considered like, if you offend me, best believe I'm going to punch your ass. Like if the worst of the
you
worst comes.
You will punch a person
if
like if they push
shove,
you?
Hell yeah.
And tell you like, oh, your mom's a hoe?
Hell yeah.
Seriously?
Without a doubt. Are you dumb? What? Like, why is that? Why are you telling me that? That's hella disrespectful.
But you won't be like wanting to talk to them and be like, hey, like, calm down. Like, what are you talking about?
Nah, bro.
There's no, punching there's straight no away?
What's there to talk about? Do you know my mama? Should
so
I ask
confused.
Him, do you know my mama? Are you expecting me to have a conversation with somebody that disrespects me like that? Hell no, bro. We're getting right into it. But I'm not an aggressive person, though. So I guess...
You sounded hella aggressive. You sounded hella aggressive.
If I have to be, I guess I'm going to be that. Shit.
Sure, I never even... Never. Wow, I didn't even thought that was like a crazy thing about to say.
Never disrespect a brother like that again, man. Ever again.
Nobody disrespecting nothing. I saw what I said and I'm not going to say when I said it. Like, I don't get why that's an offensive thing. Why you want to be back? All I said was literally... You don't look like a person that can punch. That
can punch. Wow. It gets worse.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said.
Now you said what you actually meant. So I have no knuckles.
No, that's not what I said. I said, you don't look like... Knuckles. I can't see you punch. That's what I said.
No, you said I don't have a hand.
Knuckles?
No, you said I don't have balls. That's what you said. You said I don't have balls. That's literally what you just said right now. You said he would never punch a nigga. Never. But it's cool.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Why is punching niggas cool. make you feel like it's not, that's
it's not
ball?
Cool. It's not cool, but it's cool. Let's get into the next part of the conversation.
Oh my God, it was that deep.
Let's get into the next part of the conversation then.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Okay. Jeez. Getting offended.
My balls already hurt.
Feelings hurt.
Yes. All right, guys. First, confession advice for today. Girlfriend 30 is staying in a hotel with a guy she met. I 35, I'm freaking out. They are going to a show this weekend. She met him while visiting family. He flew down today and they are staying in a hotel for 2 nights and seeing a concert.
Oh, okay.
I am beside myself. She told me not to worry. They are getting double beds and she won't sleep with him. But none of this makes sense to me. Who meets somebody, then flies to Florida to go to a show. I asked her to text me from time to time. She only texted me once.
See, she only texted him once the whole time she was there.
You know, let me just go back to the conversation that we had before.
Yeah.
You know why I felt disrespected by you saying that you don't think I can punch? Is because you, in a way, see me as this guy over here. This is the guy that you can say can't punch. And I feel like that's how you project me. That's how you see me. That's the reason why I'm offended. This is a prime example of the reason why I am actually offended.
But that's not what I was saying.
That's exactly what you said indirectly. That's how I read it. That's how I... When you said, I don't see you as the guy that can punch, in my mind, you see me, in my mind, you see me as a guy that would let his girlfriend go to a hotel with a man for 2 nights and come back home and not expect the punch. That's how you see me. That's why I'm pissed.
Not expect the punch and from the girl?
I'm not going to punch her to the guy.
Oh.
Or not expect me to be aggressive at all.
Mm. I still don't get why it's so offensive, bro. I don't think you should be. But it's like, you guys are staying. You guys want to be like the protector. So
we're meant to be the protector. But let's continue with the conversation. My God, bro.
I thought you were trying to say conversation.
No, anyways.
No, he's, she's dating somebody. And I don't know what the question is.
It's as clear as day. He doesn't know what to do. Bro, she's cheating on you right in your face.
Right in his face. And the fact is, like, receipts. She told him everything. That's, like, the best part. She literally didn't even have to lie. She didn't go say, like, oh, I'm just going to go see my girlfriend and I'll be right back. We're just going to go to a concert, la, la, la. Nothing.
Because she doesn't think he can punch. That's why.
Oh, my God. Are we going to keep bringing this up? Is it that deep? Do you want me to apologize?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I do.
I'm sorry, sir. All right,
no worries.
I know you could punch.
Apology accepted. Does that feel good? Apology accepted.
Insane.
Okay, my heart is cool now. Okay, cool.
Wow, getting mad at me because I said some shit. Insane.
Cool.
It's not that deep.
It is that deep.
Okay, I have already apologized. I'm just kidding.
That guy. Yeah.
No, he can't punch.
He can't punch. 100%.
Yeah.
Because if he could, she would be afraid for her life to even tell him, like, babes, I'm going to go meet somebody. If he was a guy that can punch or a guy that had balls of any size, you wouldn't dare tell
all size balls matter.
Yeah, 100%. He has no balls. That's why she had the balls to tell him.
She had the balls. Yeah, she had the balls in that relationship.
100%. Her balls are 2 kilos.
The fact that he still thinks, oh, she's just meeting a guy. They're staying at a hotel. Mm. They're going to have a separate bed. What are you on about?
And he's sitting there on his bed, like, kicking his legs. Yeah. Babes, text me.
What? She only texted me once. She was, fucking.
She's getting digged down.
That's just what it is. Yeah.
And you think she's having the time of her life in Florida,
the best time,
having a great time, going to see the crocodiles, walking around. They're having a good Florida time. Two nights in a hotel. With a different partner, with a different person.
Talking about we're gonna have different beds. If you can't afford to go.
Don't go in the first place. What afford to go? You're not going. Fuck. Even if you have like two different hotel rooms, you're not going.
So what if your girl was like, I have this guy friend that I met at the family party. We're just going to go to a concert and we're going to get separate separate hotel beds. And I'll be right back in like 2 days. No. I'll text you.
No.
What do you mean?
We can go together to the concert, baby. I got you. But you're not going.
No, she said he's a guy friend. She's trying to meet a guy friend.
A guy friend that she just met.
At a family party.
That's what makes it worse, because what is the incentive to go meet that guy friend again? What's the incentive behind it?
Just a guy friend.
No, he's not a friend yet. You don't even know that. You guys just met. You can't just put the title on it. He's a stranger. He's an acquaintance. Why are you going to go meet an acquaintance?
Facts.
To go to a concert.
Facts.
And then
That's
get a hotel.
True.
It's not making any sense.
Getting the hotel is insane.
Crazy.
It's insane.
It's crazy.
Even if you guys are getting in the hotel, he's still saying no. But what if like it's a different hotel? Like it's not even in the same
even
hotel.
Even if it's a different city. you're not like, you met him at the concert. You guys have gone separate ways. Yeah. You don't have to see each other ever again in life. That's how I see it. On the other hand, if it was like a guy friend that she had from the past, and I know that they're friends, like a guy best friend.
Yeah. You have said this.
I might be a little bit like worried about it, yeah. But in that case, I would still let her go because like it's somebody that she knew from before.
Yeah.
But this is a guy she just met.
Yeah. No, that's crazy.
So no. She's definitely gotten digged down that night.
She definitely did.
If she didn't, then she probably did the girlfriend cheating package. And I'll explain what that is.
What is that? What is that?
You know what the girlfriend cheating package is? Yeah, it's something I just made up. It's when a girl meets with somebody, but she doesn't want to cheat on her boyfriend, but she still makes out with a guy, and they still do like oral and stuff like that, but she just doesn't let him like penetrate. That's what I call the girlfriend cheating package.
What would you call it that?
I have been in situations like that. I have been in situations like that where I have received the girlfriend.
You've been the receiver.
Cheating package. I've been the receiver of that. And I feel like this girl in this confession
might be that.
She might have done if they didn't actually. I mean, they're adults, yeah. So I definitely 100% think that they banged.
They did bang. They did bang. She probably even met him on Tinder, to be honest with you. She told you it was family gathering. It wasn't Tinder. Possibly. She met him on Tinder. She met him on Tinder.
Very possible.
Let's not lie. I don't know why we're pretending like she didn't meet him on Tinder.
Yeah.
She doesn't know this man. She went to a different city to see him. And that's about it.
That's the only part of the story where she was trying to hide something, I feel like.
Yeah. The fact that she didn't meet him on Tinder. It's a family meeting. It's not a family meeting.
Bullshit.
Tinder. That's what that was.
Yeah.
Nonsense. Because that's what you do when you're on Tinder.
Yeah, you make plans.
You make plans. You go to a concert. You go to different concerts, this and that. What are you on about?
Because like if they
didn't have any other friends to go with, crazy.
If they did meet at that concert, I don't see. I mean, if they did meet at the family thing, family wedding, I don't see how a concert could pop into conversation. You know what I mean? I don't see how they could just come up with, okay, let's go to this concert that's happening over here. It had to be online on Tinder, and they planned it. And they were like, let's meet at this concert. You know what I mean?
That's what it seems like in real life, it would be at this city.
Yeah. And then to even have the chance to discuss like the hotel and everything involved.
She doesn't give a fuck.
She
literally told him, we're just going to have separate beds. Bro. She does not give a fuck. But she's waiting for him to dump her. That's what she wants.
Oh, we're reading way deep into this, but yeah. Yeah. You know, like when you want to break up with somebody, but you don't want to be the one that breaks up with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of gives me that vibes now that I'm thinking about it. All right, cool. That was the first conversation. I mean, the first confession. The fuck is with me in conversation and confessions tonight? Another similar situation over here.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, 38, said my name while hooking up with a guy from her gym. My wife and I have been together for 9 years, married for 6, and have a 3-year-old daughter. I work from home, and she's a stay-at-home mom and wife. The gym she goes to has classes every noon, and she goes to one every day. So this weekend, our daughter was going to spend a few days with her grandparents. They come to pick her up Friday morning, and we all hang out for a bit. When they leave, my wife goes to the gym, and she says she will need some errands. She will need to run some errands afterwards. That was normal, so I didn't think anything of it. I'm self-employed and have a home office, and a general rule is that when the door to my office is closed, I shouldn't be disturbed, except if it's an emergency. So I'm working with the door closed, and I hear my wife come home early than I expected. I hear her use the bathroom, and it sounded like she stopped outside my office but didn't knock. Then I hear her run back to the bathroom. My first guess was a stomach ache or food poisoning or something. I leave my office and hear her dry heaving in the bathroom. After knocking to make sure she's okay, I bring some Gatorade and she's lying on the bed, and I was convinced she was sick because she looked terrible. Apparently, she had met the guy at the gym and they started flirting at first. But today was the first day she had gone to his place. Instead of going to the gym, she went to see him. They started making out and getting undressed while she admits to using her hand on him.
What?
She swears there was no penetration of any kind. He started kissing her neck and she said my name. That started some chaos and she left quickly and came straight home. He started texting her almost as soon as she left, and a lot of his comments seemed to confirm her story. He asked about her saying my name and says how this wasn't their first time was supposed to go. I think I can believe her that she stopped the situation before it went all the way. In the heat of the moment, I told her if she wants any chance of working this out, she needs to say to him in no uncertain terms that they are over and has to quit the gym. She did both without hesitation. I regret my choice of words because it made it seem like we would definitely work this out.
Mm.
It's only been a few days, but I'm not sure I want to reconcile. But then I think about our daughter. She seems really remorseful, but I'm not sure what steps to take now. What advice or suggestions do you have?
Okay, they have a daughter together.
Shit, so what?
Fuck them kids. Oh, why is that? Fuck them kids.
Basically. Like, what? She cheated. She cheated on him.
Yeah, she did.
So the kids are going to get older. They're going to grow up. They're going to leave. But that memory, that image is never going to leave my mind. So I would have to say, in an unhappy, cheating-ass, trifle-ass relationship.
Trifle-ass relationship.
Where I'm not going to be happy for the kids. Hell no, I'm going to still be in my kid's life.
Hell no, I'm out. No, it's not that easy.
I'm going to still be in the kid's life, but...
Yeah, maybe getting divorced, at least you will be happy. And then when you're happy, the kid might be happy, all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
It's heavy, though. It's too heavy. And the only reason to why she didn't continue with the affair was because she said her husband's name.
Thank you very
name.
Much.
That was literally it. That's the only thing that stopped the whole situation.
Mm-hmm. Because she got caught.
Because she got caught.
And she felt bad about it.
She felt bad about it because she got caught.
Yeah.
But if you're the third guy, why are you offended of the girl saying her husband's name?
Because she didn't know he had a husband.
He didn't know?
No, that's why he's asking, like, who is this? If he knew that she had a husband, he probably would have, like, expected something like that. He probably would have known what the person's
name is. Oh, yeah, facts. True. She might have not told
He thought
them,
it was
yeah.
the one, but he didn't realize it was the side chick.
Oh.
That's why he's mad.
Yeah, that's the only reason why he's mad. Because it doesn't make sense otherwise. Why are you mad?
Yeah.
It's her husband.
He felt like he was the one that got cheated on.
That's what happened.
That's why.
Yeah, they
mad.
Both they both mad.
Exactly.
They both mad. Both exactly. of the men are mad.
Exactly.
Wow. I mean, no. Yeah, you have to end it, bro.
I don't see no other option.
It's very like, sad because of the kid, but.
No, but it's not even sad because of the kid. I mean, the kid is gonna grow up. The kid is still gonna have like both parents in their life.
It's true.
But nah, like I don't see why you need to sacrifice your dignity to stay in that relationship.
No, that's a lot of I wouldn't either. It's too much. It's too much.
Way
it's too much.
All right, cool. That was
I got a long one. I know we like our open relationship conversations in this channel.
Oh hell yeah.
So let's get into it. I'm going to leave my fiance for my boyfriend.
Sure.
Yup. We're getting into it. 6 months ago, I, female, 25, fiancé, male, 28, asked if we would be willing to have an open relationship. I agreed. Everything was okay until like 3 months ago when he asked if we could switch from an open to poly. I agreed again. He started dating a girl from work and I started dating a guy from my gym. Now this guy, male, 26, is so different than my fiance. He takes me out on dates every week. He brings me flowers and food at work. Sounds amazing. He texts me just to say hi. He's sweet and affectionate. My fiance, however, we have been together for 4 years. He only gets me flowers for my birthday. He's never affectionate. His idea of a date is playing board games or watching The Witcher.
The man knows what he wants.
They are very different in bed too. We're getting juicy. With my fiance, more of the times, sex is a chore. Ooh. Sounds boring. He's fast and rough. And then he goes to watch TV. My boyfriend, however, is very tender.
He wants to make love.
He takes his time and he checks if I am enjoying it. Yes, honey, we love those. He cuddles with me and after he brings me snacks. He's fucking amazing. guy's amazing. My boyfriend's
Prince
amazing.
He's charming, really. That guy's Prince
He's
charming.
The best.
I want to be in a relationship. Hey, pause.
Stop. Pause. You don't have to say pause. Stop. He brings me snacks. I was talking to my mom about this, and she asked me which one makes me happier, and I guess it clicked. I like the way my boyfriend treats me, while my fiance is more of a roommate at this point. Oh, Lord. Okay.
Juicy.
After my talk with my mom, I decided to talk to my fiance as well. I just told him that I wish he would be more affectionate with me. He just shrugged and said he ain't into chick flick.
Wow, that man don't give a shit about it.
He doesn't give a fuck
he's
about nothing.
He's done with life.
What the hell? How is he in a relationship? Insane.
It beats me.
So I guess I'm going to break up with my fiance because I don't want to marry a man that never takes me out or buys me flowers or holds my hand. I want someone that shows their emotion. I don't know if me and my boyfriend are going to work out since it's still new, but at least now I know I have options. I grew up around men that were emotionally unavailable, and most women in my family constantly told that men aren't affectionate, so I guess I kind of believed it. My first two boyfriends were like this as well. They didn't like showing affection, and my fiance is the third guy I have been with. It feels good to know not all men are like my mom made me to think they are. I'm on my way to have dinner with my fiance and I'm going to call off the engagement, she says. And then she posts an update.
Shit, juicy.
I was super nervous to have the talk with my fiance, but apparently at dinner, it wasn't just us. He invited his parents and didn't tell me. I wanted to have the conversation with him privately, but his mom started talking about the wedding. She had a bunch of flowers, arrangements, dresses, and venue printed out. And she was going to buy a dress tomorrow. I guess her own dress. I got overwhelmed and ended up telling them the wedding was off. I tried to be as gentle as I could, but my fiance freaked out when I gave my reasoning that I don't feel loved and that I want someone that shows their affection. He made a scene, so we were kicked out. He left to go home like 10 minutes ago. I'm still in the parking lot with his parents. They are trying to call him. I'm going to drive them home, and then I guess I have to get ready for a round two when I get home.
Sure.
Second update.
Holy shit.
It's fucking juicy, I'm telling you. We had a huge fight. We had a huge fight, and he confessed he only wanted an open relationship because he wanted to sleep with his coworker without being a cheater.
Oh my God.
And then wanted a poly relationship because he developed feelings for her. For his coworker.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And he called me a bitch for dumping him because I'm a big baby who needs attention. Apparently, I need to grow up because real men don't get emotional.
Wow.
Third update.
Wow.
My now ex-fiance called and begged me to come home to talk because he's sorry and he didn't mean what he said. And because real men don't get emotional, he started crying.
What?
When I told him to call his girlfriend to talk to.
Wow.
Nonsense. Update number four. I talked with my boyfriend and we're going to close the relationship. Her and her boyfriend, the new guy.
Yeah.
Close the relationship. He was thinking about it for a while, but was afraid to ask, so he was happy when I suggested it. My boyfriend helped me move all my things out of the apartment I shared with my ex.
That's a mad situation right there, bro.
He opened... It's a crazy one. It took me to, like, emotions.
Yeah. See how open relationships bring stress. For no goddamn reason.
Unasked stress.
Unasked stress.
But
you don't
he
need
opened
that stress
it.
In your life.
He opened it just
because he wanted
his coworker. He was already planning on like doing it.
Mm.
You get what I mean? He already had his plan ready.
But he wanted it
before
to be legal.
He had, yeah. He wanted to be halal.
Halal.
Exactly, exactly.
He wanted it to be halal. So he went straight to his girlfriend and asked her, his fiance, the woman he wants to marry.
Yeah.
He told her, let's open this relationship. And she said, okay. What a cool girl, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
She said, okay. And he goes and cheats and falls in love with the other girl.
No, it's not cheating, but because it was open.
Oh,
but
yeah, He goes, not cheats.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He halal cheats. Halal cheat. Yeah, exactly, exactly.
It's halal cheat.
Exactly.
But now he falls in love with the girl. So he comes back to his wife, his fiance, and tells her, let's be polyamorous instead.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has an ex-girlfriend now. And he had been planning it. So at this point, it seems like karma.
Yeah. It is.
It is karma.
I mean, first of all, yeah, I want to say, if you're going to suggest like a polyamorous relationship, your bond with that person needs to be solid. Like, you need to make sure that they're also as happy in the relationship.
Yeah.
Because in this situation, he was not laying it down on the physical part. He was not giving her like emotional assurance.
Yeah.
So he must have known that she was not fully happy.
Exactly.
Like even her accepting to like the open relationship without like putting up a fight or being mad or anything like that.
Yeah.
That's a signal that she's down to explore other options. And I don't really think. Yeah. Like if I was supposed to suggest an open relationship for somebody that I'm dating.
Yeah.
Then immediately they're like, okay.
Like, then you're like, oh, I'm so like, you don't want me like that for real.
That's exactly what I would think. So she was cool with the open relationship. So that means that she went out like trying to look for guys that are possibly better than you. And in this case, she found somebody that was giving her what she actually needed. The emotional reassurance. And then she was like, nah, nigga, I don't want you no more. That's on you, bro.
That's on you. That's literally on you.
The signs were there that eventually, if she found somebody that she clicked with better, she's going to leave you.
Fact.
And she did just there. That.
And it wasn't very hard. I wouldn't be very hard to even find a person that's better than him.
No.
Because you just have to be like connected to their emotions and be affectionate.
Yeah.
That's all she was asking him to do. And he said, I don't do that chick flick.
That dish is
funny. He doesn't do that chick flick. You're his fiance.
That's a man that can punch, though.
What?
That's a man that you can think can punch.
He said this guy can punch.
I said this guy can punch.
He can punch.
He don't do chick flicks. Do you know how hard he gotta be to not do chick flicks? He's a man. He's a man. He don't cry.
He did cry. He cried like a little bitch.
Oh, yeah.
When she told him, go talk to your girlfriend.
She made him soft. But in the beginning, he was a man, bro. But
he wasn't a man. He was a bitch. Been a bitch since birth. That's what he was.
He don't do chick flick. That's a man, bro.
No, he wanted to feel like a man. That's the thing. He wanted to be like, oh, I'm macho, macho. You lost your girl. You lost your girl. You lost your girl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I think I missed something.
Huh.
There was another update. My boyfriend helped me move. All my things from the apartment with her ex.
Yeah.
And then she said, ex was called and texted me all night and I blocked him because honestly, it kind of scared me.
Mm.
Ex's girlfriend came to see me at work. She was worried. I ended things because of her.
Oh.
We talked a bit. I assured her it wasn't because of her. We also talked about my ex and his lack of showing affection. And she now reconsidering their relationship. It's reconsidering.
Yes. Yes.
Reconsidering their relationship because she also wants someone to show their love. And she was thinking he didn't because it was still new. And she thought through time he will get more comfortable. But after we talked, she wasn't so sure anymore.
Mm.
So she was also thinking like of breaking up with him.
Mm.
See, this is the macho shit problem. It's toxic masculinity shit. Because he didn't want to show emotion because he was not a chick flick. No, you lost your fiance.
And he's about to lose his girlfriend as well.
Pure.
Goddamn.
Pure.
Yeah.
You'd rather be the non-punching guy than the punching stupid guy. Those end up in jail.
I'm a puncher, but I still know how to express my emotions. So I'm like where you need to be.
You're perfect. That's what you're saying.
Basically. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I guess I am. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, purr.
Yeah.
Purr. We love that for you.
But yeah, now you messed up.
He messed up. Fuck him.
You gotta know when to express your feelings and emotions sometimes.
Yeah.
But going 4 years and the guy never changed, it's also kind of like, why didn't you break up with him earlier? You know what I mean? If you knew that
wasn't what she wanted. No, she said like she thought like all men were like that because of her, like the way that she grew up. Like she only saw like
not
affectionate men around her, and her mom made her to believe like all men are like this.
Yeah, I hear all of that. But if you're unhappy, right, and your mom is telling you that men like that don't exist, but you're really unhappy. I don't think she was really unhappy.
It's like she found somebody better.
She thought that was the highest. Like
she thought that was the highest.
No, she thought that was the normal.
Yeah.
And she thought that's like what most people were like.
Yes.
But still, that doesn't mean that you're not going to be happy in the situation. She must have been like unhappy with the fact that he doesn't really express feelings or anything like that.
Yeah.
So she still could have like broken up with him. Like if your happiness was what comes first and you know this guy is not giving you what you want, she still could have like broken up with him.
And stayed single forever, you mean?
Because she's still single.
Forever. Because she was thinking like all men were like that.
Yeah, maybe stay single, not forever. But like just like get back into the dating world and just find somebody and make it clear from the beginning. Because you know sometimes you might be able to affect people's behavior. And just make it clear from the beginning that, okay, I like when somebody knows how to express themselves. Because this guy, they've been together for like...
That's what she said. She didn't know like men like that existed.
She should have tried to make a man like that.
She was trying. It didn't work out because this is the third guy she was dating. That's literally what she said.
Mm-hmm.
And she found this guy that was emotionally available and treating her amazing.
And she was like,
he was the best boyfriend ever. Can we talk about that? He's literally the best. He's Mr. Studio Girl.
100%.
101. That's what he is.
He's doing everything I wish I did when I got a girl.
He's doing everything a man should do.
Not everything a man
should do. He could punch. Let's talk about that.
Nah, he could punch. Nah, that's Romeo right there.
He could definitely punch, though.
That's a Romeo.
Yeah.
That's Romeo. 100%. He's a lover boy. That's the vibe that I get from him. 100% a lover boy. That was it for today, guys. Thank you for listening, watching, subscribing, and don't forget to comment. Comment.
Don't forget to comment. Commit to this.
How do you say the word? Comment.
Comment.
Don't forget. Why
ridiculous?
Why are you pulling it out though? Comment.
Don't forget to comment.
I said it funny the first time. I don't know. It just sounded funny in my head. Was it funny the way that
you
I said it?
You said comment. Comment. Yes, of course. That's wrong.
Yeah, don't forget to comment.
Comment.
You don't have to say call.
Comment.
I'm not a bird. I'm not going call. Don't forget to comment. And yeah, just keep on rating the shit.
Thanks, you guys.
That was it for today. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Episode 24.
Yep.
Don't forget to call. All right. Peace. Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.